everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation, on the pop culture news and on the research, so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel!
Now, boys, what do we think is going to happen into the Amazon Originals The Boys spin-off, Gen V?
Fifth generation, I know that much.
Generation V.
Fuck my life, dude.
Yeah, okay, so...
I want to kill myself right now.
Well, every single person that's a Boys fan listening to this episode
yelling
has also killed them.
Yelling at you, being like, you can't believe the Jackson Bailey, the person I idolize and love.
Yeah.
Idiot.
Boys expert numero uno, yeah. Jackson Bailey.
Actually, big dumb baby boy.
Made a mistake. I want to leave so badly. Just go.
Yeah.
Why do you think
Gen V. Because it's named after Compound V. The serum that they all inject themselves in. And secretly to get powers,
because the ones that make them the boys,
ones that the boys are fighting.
Oh
the
yeah,
Mokum,
shit.
Not the boys.
Oh no, I have to kill myself. Yeah. I go
no. Because
I made a mistake between the seven and the boys.
No, because in the comics they do inject themselves with the V, in the series. Butcher and Huey do inject themselves with the with Compound V.
Joel Dusha lives another day.
And Starlight is one of the boys, so she has V.
Okay.
So you know what? You are technically correct.
Not today, noobs.
Unfortunately, I have no such out. Rest in peace, Jackson Bailey.
Although, no speculation. So, yes, Gen V. V, the Roman numeral 4, 5.
Yeah.
This could be the fifth iteration of whatever the fuck they're doing in this series.
Well, that's what I was thinking too, because it has the whole thing has like spooky Du Bois edgy X-Men vibes, but also they're clearly experimenting on the kids. So maybe it's the fifth incarnation, the fifth round of experiments.
No, it's just Compound V. Also, the seven main characters again, so you can't even be saved with that. I tried really hard to find the reason.
It could be
the fifth iteration.
Or whatever they're doing. Like, this could be like the fifth school or whatever.
Yeah, or like the fifth trial, maybe.
Yeah. It's funny to be looking for a five.
Grasping some straws, but yeah, I don't think so.
At least until the show comes out, I'll know whether I live or die.
Because it's a play; it's already a play on two things.
Yeah,
so I don't think adding a five in there as a third thing for it to be a play on is going to happen.
What are the two things?
Well, Compound V
and Generation X.
X and Z.
Then
V.
Also, it'll be like play on like Generation X, the comic.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I suppose. Okay. Well,
the X-Men stuff. But I guess it's using Generation. Yeah.
Compound
like,
V for like, them. Yeah.
Because V rhymes.
Gen Z and,
is the main guy.
They are Gen Z. And
yeah, it's Generation
Z
V
rhymes
and Z.
With V. I think that's. I'm pretty sure that's a thing.
I feel like if we're at the producer board being like. It's like they've written Gen V because it's like, you know, because generations, whatever, V, the Compound V. Yeah. And because it's like Gen Z, Gen V.
Yeah, you're wrong.
Yeah, no, that's not the main thing, but
it's just a little extra.
It's like
we'll run a deal.
It's like when you go to KFC and you buy a box of some chicken or something and you get a dinner roll. It's not the main attraction.
It's nice to have.
Yeah.
It's nice to have. Well, then in that board meeting, if I'm there, I'd be like, can we make it 5-2 in
they
some
shoot
way?
You with a gun.
Yeah, that's reserved for that purpose specifically. First of all, don't shoot me with the gun.
I think maybe you could be correct.
It already means three things. It doesn't need to mean a fourth thing.
Well, how's that
bad? On the podium.
I think
too many things.
I think it being Generation 5 is probably a bit more concise than
it
rhyming.
VZ.
I'm putting that out there. That's what I would say.
But that's just like a bonus. It doesn't. It's just like because it sounds good because it rhymes. It's not good.
Well, then it's like a 0.5.
Yeah.
It's
like a dinner roll in your fucking Zinger box.
We'll see what happens.
So this
is basically, so if you don't know about Amazon Originals Du Bois.
I don't.
So the big thing is like, oh, they're superheroes. But what if superheroes in real life but in the now?
Yeah, okay.
And they're like they're just born. They're just there. They're just Du Bois. But no, see, sneaky, they're actually created by Compound V. By maybe Nazi scientists.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And so there's big plot that maybe people were just like, they knew about it, but they covered it up. And then they were like, hey, inject Compound V or whatever. Do something to my child. And what happens? I don't know. I'm money.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
And that's the big conspiracy that happens. Yeah. In, maybe season one and or two. Yeah.
And now they have powers.
Anyway. And then, kids have
now
powers.
Now you got not Peacemaker. You got Homelander.
Yes.
Yeah.
I got confused because both Peacemaker and Homelander.
They rhyme.
And Omni-Man.
That's true. They do
which
rhyme.
Are all three characters in a similar vein, all appearing in the upcoming video game Mortal Kombat
that is,
1.
That's very true.
For some great reason, Mortal Kombat 1, because one of the lads has gone back in time and opened up a portal to something.
That happened in Mortal Kombat 9, which was a remake of Mortal Kombat 1. Oh. Mortal Kombat 1 is just a remake of Mortal Kombat 1, I believe. I don't think they've gone back in time again.
They have. Oh. I think it's always the branching path because they went back in time.
Because
Raiden... I saw this on Steam and went, what? And then the description was something about portals and going back in time.
So wait, Homelander's real in Mortal Kombat?
He's
is this like how Snoop Dogg's in Call of Duty?
And so is... Well, Joker's also in Mortal Kombat, but not in Call of Duty.
Yeah.
He could be in.
Is Ariana Grande in Call of Duty?
No, Nicki Minaj.
Nicki
is
Minaj
in Call
is in Call of Duty.
Ariana Grande
is a playable character.
Fortnite.
Yeah, yeah. You can play Snoop Dogg and Ariana. Nicki Minaj.
It's
in
sad
Fortnite.
Seeing their corpse.
Yeah, it is pretty fucked up.
See,
it's also funny to hear Snoop Dogg. Like I don't know why, but I watched
ain't
a video of all
but
of his.
A G thing.
Yeah, he's got a bunch of voice lines. Man, it's but he loves Call of Duty. I'm pretty sure. So,
well, makes sense. You wouldn't want to be in the game if you hated it. I don't want to be in a game where I get shot in the head.
That's fair. Yeah. That's fair. How did we get here? Oh no, I recall.
Yeah.
So
I'm looking up Mortal Kombat. My internet is being dog shit.
Yeah. Trying to find out the plot, like to if they're from back in time.
Yeah.
I think. I don't know. I know that all the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are in possibly some fighting game. Maybe they're in Mortal Kombat 2? Which one of the Ninja Turtles is? Hellboy's in there too.
Discover a reborn Mortal Kombat universe created by the fire god Liu Kang.
Okay.
Mortal Kombat 1 ushers in a new era of the iconic franchise.
So Liu Kang,
the new fighting system, game modes, and fatalities.
I'm pretty sure Raiden causes it in Mortal Kombat 9, which is just called Mortal Kombat. And then the world goes bad and Raiden gets corrupt and then they go back in time. And now I guess they're going back in time, but this time it's Liu Kang.
And Liu Kang has made Homelander.
Yeah, I guess.
Let's say...
He's like a DLC character. So is it canon? Maybe not.
Yeah, hard to tell.
Terminator and RoboCop are also in Mortal Kombat 10.
Yeah,
there's
okay.
a lot going on.
That's like, yeah, too busy. So Generation V...
Mortal Kombat 11, sorry.
Yeah. Generation V is, it's like an X-Men riff, right? Pretty
seems
clearly,
to be, yeah.
like...
It's either like, it's your X-Men Academy, like Xavier's Academy, or it's something like when they did the 50 State Initiative, something like that, with the Avengers sort of thing.
It's like your teens, you want to fight, you want to be super... I think even there was one shot in the trailer where it was like the school for crime fighting or something. So it's like, hey, but then obviously like everything in the boys, they'll be like, uh-oh, seedy underbelly, uh-oh. Mm-hmm. You got a girl who... the main cast, girl who has blood powers.
Yep.
Girl who goes tiny.
Yep.
Boy who goes fire.
Yes.
Boy who goes telekinesis, maybe?
There is.
Probably.
Then there's two others. I couldn't say.
Muppets?
Muppets?
They control Muppets?
Girl who goes Muppets, maybe?
So,
maybe.
Here is the official list of the characters and their powers.
All right.
So there's Marie, a bloodbender with a tragic past.
Bloodbender?
Well, yeah, it's kind of like, you know.
Like an airbender.
Yeah. Like an airbender.
It immediately gets way funnier.
It is waterbending. Because
that happens in The Legend of Korra. Yeah. She bend blood.
And it happens in.
Well, someone bend blood.
Well, it happens in just Avatar because there's one water bender who can do blood.
Yeah.
And then the what's her name? She's like, I don't know if I can do this. You
the awesome thing,
crazy.
Anytime someone mentions Nickelodeon's
yes.
original. Avatar.
Yeah.
When someone says Avatar, I can immediately just go to my happy place and think of Pandora.
Yeah, that is awesome.
It's
funny.
A far superior Avatar.
Yeah, it's the best Avatar. Absolutely. Yeah.
It's funny because like I like anime, but for some reason Avatar
it bounces off you.
Not only does it bounce off me, I just need to go somewhere else.
I get it.
That's great because I don't like anime and I quite like The Last Airbender.
I think it was pretty good.
Well,
had a good
you
time.
Hate anime, so
you
there's...
hate anime more than me.
Probably not going to ever watch it again.
That's fair.
But it was pretty good.
Well, I guess this is probably a trend to show that if you like anime, Avatar's not for you.
Yeah.
I guess it's because it kind of works as baby's first anime.
Yeah.
It's derogatory, listeners.
Or if it's like, you know, baby's first anime as in like, I can't deal with too much anime. Yeah. I can do kind
like
of
microdosing.
Like, yeah,
dosing.
Microdosing with snake venom.
An awesome thing we should all be doing. Then you can be bit by any snake you want.
Yeah.
That's right. That is cool.
It's like when the pandemic was happening and people were like, I'm boosting my immune system by licking poles and whatever.
Yeah,
that's
see?
Awesome. That's an awesome and normal thing.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Marie, the bloodbender with a tragic past.
Okay. Yeah.
Andre, a popular metal bender.
With a tragic past.
What the fuck? You're just reading the Avatar The Last Airbender wiki page? What
Emma,
the fuck?
A half-inch size soup with the ability to grow to regular size. That's a twist.
That's a funny, I guess. Yeah, she's always mostly tiny, but she can get big.
Kate,
what's
a mind
difference?
Yeah, I know. It's kind of much of a
is
muchness.
It like if you use your powers, you exert energy?
You must be. You must be
tired.
Exerting
I guess
a
when she's
bit.
Resting, she's half inch, and when she's not resting, she big.
Yeah,
this one's interesting.
Yeah.
And I look forward to how the boys handle this.
Oh, yeah.
Jordan. A gender shifter.
Oh, okay. Yeah, good luck, the boys.
Sam, a young soup with super strength and invulnerability.
Super strength.
Yeah. Super strength.
super strength and invulnerability.
Okay.
And then...
I guess Sam's the one that they were capturing and he was punching wolves.
Yes, that
stuff.
Makes sense. That makes sense.
He might be, again, a problem for potentially a Homelander. Because if he's in the vulnerable, and if Homelander can't kill him, maybe
that's true.
Can
kill
Homelander.
That's it for the main cast of soups at the school. But we also get Golden Boy, a popular student, and Fire Manipulator. And what's another word you could use for fire?
You could say Firebender. Did somebody just watch Avatar, The Last Airbender, and they're like, what if we just do this? We got to come up with a bunch of powers? What if we just pick the... I mean, we got these here. These are good. Are these not good? Let's do that. That's so funny. Who's making Muppets? There's a bunch of Muppets in the trailer. Where are they coming from? Who is making the Muppets?
Yeah.
Well, Jim Henson, though?
Yeah. Is it Jim Henson?
Yeah.
Jim Henson. Yeah.
Yeah. The list of characters I'm looking at.
There's no Muppet Maker? No Muppet Bender?
No.
Well, okay. So I reckon the Muppet Maker is a reality warper.
Yes, that makes sense.
So it's just that they're taking the, I guess, the guise of like turning people or things or whatever into Muppets.
Won't it be the fucking, who's the boys cunt that died, spoilers, in the most recent season?
Oh, yeah, that guy.
The one that in the comics has a big
Black
twist. Noir? Yeah.
Oh, okay, can he manipulate reality?
His brain is so fucked on Compound V that he sees things as like, he has like imaginary cartoon.
Oh, cartoon vision.
Yeah, he has a... Well, he has like a mental break.
Yeah, okay.
And then like, cartoons come to him. And he's like, are you okay? And they're like Looney Tunes style stuff.
Mm,
so. I wouldn't be, because the Muppets appear in one scene where there is a lot of violence happening. So
yeah,
I would not be surprised if.
We'll get a scene where it's like.
It's someone's coping by seeing everything is.
Because there's someone watching like the Muppets on like TV at one point.
And
it could be like that's where their inspiration
was. Avenue V or something, I think it was called. Yeah, clever. Very funny. Yeah.
Avenue 5, really?
Avenue 5, dude.
This is the 5th Avenue.
So, what was that Muppets? Avenue Q
is the filthy Muppets.
Or Meet the Feebles.
Did you know there was a Feebles reference in the what's the band from the Muppets that recently had like a documentary about it?
Oh, really?
Yeah, Sweet Tooth and the Gang or whatever.
The one that animals.
Yeah, there's a Feebles reference. They're chatting to Peter Jackson, and Peter Jackson's like, the Feebles are all in jail.
That's smart.
Wow,
they all
mostly died.
I think he says some die and some are in jail, which is pretty awesome.
A lot of them die in the
film.
What's
the band's name?
I do not remember.
Awesome band, though.
Yeah, great band, dude. Animals in it. It's awesome. Yeah. Mm. I think as well, they're like, we worked with the Feebles on a tour once and didn't like it. Which is pretty funny.
Yeah. Understand.
Yeah, I get that, dude. You're Muppets, you know?
Because I was thinking either a reality bender or like a kid. That's their coping mechanism, that they make, like, you know, they make their toys, like a Ted.
Yeah.
They make their toy come to life.
A Ted. Yeah. But I could also see, like, if it's, because it does seem like a scene with a lot of violence, and it feels very The Boys to be like, it's a super violent, fucked up scene, but you're seeing it through Muppets, and so...
Someone is like,
somebody's tearing Muppet heads off and shooting Muppets, and then at the end, maybe they have the, like, they look back and you can see the actual damage they've done to the people they're fighting or something.
Someone's like... Like the glitter blood comes.
Yeah,
out,
exactly.
You're probably correct.
Yeah. I feel like, I don't know if it's just that that feels like a very obvious scene, or I feel like I've seen almost exactly that in another property, but I can't place where. Do you know what I mean? Like,
Birds of Prey does it.
Does it? Oh, okay. Well,
Harley Quinn.
Oh, yeah, when she, like,
There's, like, Harley Quinn people, just
vision. Oh, yeah. Yes, that's right. That's right. Yeah, so.
Oh, not Birds of Prey.
No, the Suicide Squad. So, yeah. Yeah, I'm not with Muppets, I guess.
Yeah, and also, you know how we briefly mentioned Fortnite before?
I do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do know that.
Here's the very brief plot. This is the official synopsis given to Gen V.
Fortnite.
Young adult superheroes, or supes, are tested in battle royale challenges.
Oh my god.
At the...
Go on.
School
Godolin?
Spell it out.
G-O-D.
Okay, God.
O.
Godo.
Al.
Godol.
Okay.
Godolk.
Godolk.
I-N.
Godolken.
Godolken. Godolken.
Godolken. Godolken.
University School of Crime Fighting. Okay. Run by Voight International.
Did it... It's another pun. Generation V.
Generation Void.
Generation Void.
Yeah, because isn't that what Compound the V in V, v stands for?
Ah, I gotta kill myself.
That's what the V in... Yeah.
I didn't know.
He made it. Yeah.
Yes.
You gotta start embracing the boys in the same way I have. I know all of this shit from GIFs.
Yeah, from GIFs. I gotta start watching it in GIFs. That is true.
Yes.
So the Battle Royale part of it also makes a trailer if you have seen the trailer. And if you haven't seen the trailer, we haven't really spoken about anything to do with it yet. No. We've mostly just yelled at each other.
Yeah, that is true.
But yeah, in the trailer, we've covered the Muppet stuff.
Yes. Yeah.
There is also the point where Emma, the small superhero, climbs out of our boy's ear.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah. So I guess the Battle Royale is probably going to at first seem tame, but then... As the conspiracy grows, like, kill other students.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Superheroes are bad.
See, I thought that was more like that's when they were starting to undercover some of the.
Yeah, that seemed like she'd killed someone by crawling into his brain, exploded out, and now she was caught or hiding or
something. You can get a Victor Royale that way if you want.
That's true. But isn't it in an arena? Don't we see shots of the arena in the trailer?
Yeah, but I.
Okay. Oh, you think it's going to expand?
It's going to expand because the whole thing.
Actually, you're right. There's a point where. Isn't there a point where the window shutters go down and it's kind of like that movie where it's an office block battle royale and the windows get all covered and they're like,
yeah, the movie kind of stinks. What's it called?
Belko experiments or something. Yeah. But yeah, so it seems like, yeah, I reckon you're right. I reckon they're going to be like, well, in the arena, it's non-violent, which is obviously just the danger room. Hey.
Yeah.
And then it's like, hey, now...
Now lost. It is. Now it's everything, and it is violent, which is often the danger.
Yeah. Lost soup wins.
Yeah. And especially because Voight wouldn't want anyone... Mm-hmm. Voight? Vought.
Voight.
Because Voight's...
John Voight.
John Voight.
And also, isn't Voight Watchmen?
Yes.
You can have two Voights, dude.
Yeah.
You can have eight Voights. There's no rules.
Yeah.
It's a name. It's like how we have several Johns.
Mm. Dude, you're both named Joel.
What the fuck?
Why'd I go with Joel?
It just seems like when you're making an edgy comic book, it does feel weird to be like, hey, remember that very popular comic book from...
Yeah.
7 years ago, we're taking the same name.
It's an Easter egg.
Who's Voight in Watchmen?
Adrian Voight. Ozymandias.
Oh, okay. Yeah, fair. Yeah. I was like, if he's like not that important character.
No, he's
or whatever,
the big bad.
But he is the big bad of Watchmen. I know that much.
Mm-hmm. Hey, well done.
I live another day.
It could be the, this is like a whole school thing. It's going to, who's going to be the next, join the net, seven. There's a lot of them are dead. So now when there's some more people. Because this is like a reality TV thing, like reality tryouts, like a TV show in the actual series. So maybe now they're like, maybe that's not good. Maybe we're going to shift because the last one that was like the reality winner ended up like Homelander killing.
Oh, okay.
So maybe we do it through the school.
Who won that? Who was it,
I forget the guy's name, but it was like he grew up with Starlight, and then like Starlight was like, you really need to go because things are going to get bad. He's like, nah, I'll stay and help, and then he gets got by Homelander.
Do we think the thing's going to be like last soup standing gets to join the seven?
I don't.
Because that feels like...
Yeah.
I mean, maybe, but...
Potentially, because I'm like, this is why I'm like, I don't know if that's going to happen. I think it's going to be more of like, they think it's the last soup standing, but it's just not.
Okay.
This is all gone awry. Or it's either one of them, like Homelander's come in and he's like, I'm feeling threatened.
Oh, yeah.
Because again, maybe by the invulnerable boy or whatever, it's going to be like, they need
I'm
to
pretty
kill
sure, look, spoilers for Gen V, I'm pretty sure the boy whose ear...
Yeah.
I reckon that'll be the invulnerable boy.
He's only invulnerable from the outside.
Well, but that's they've not already the done inside. That though. You know, they did it with the.
They've also done small person before.
That's true.
They've done and they've got a bloodbender, a firebender, and a metal bender.
that's true.
They're not. I don't think they're trying to set the world on fire.
Pretty funny to have a metal bender and then in the trailer show a guy encased in a metal. Like they put the strong guy in a metal box. How's he gonna get out?
No, I don't know.
I can't figure it out, dude.
But yeah, like because in the first maybe one or two episodes, the guy who's invisible. Yeah. And that's how they kill him because he's invisible and he's invulnerable. So, like, he can't, like, penetrate his skin. And then they just put a bomb in his ass.
Classic The Boys.
Classic The Boys. They've done it again.
So, what do we think then? The whole, like, what's the conspiracy?
They weren't exploding asshole, exploding penis, and now they're doing exploding brain. It's like, it's great. They started with
the bottom
asshole.
An asshole's so hard to get to. It's in pants.
And then they took a detour to peen, and now they're going to brain.
Brain's just like.
I'm sure that small guy's also blown up people just in general, too. Probably. Right?
Yeah, but they show
his
asshole.
The thing is that the guy who was invisible, they put a bomb in his asshole.
Yeah.
Blew him up. Then there was the guy that went into a guy's penis.
Yeah.
And then sneezed and
cocaine.
Became big. And now, someone goes into someone's head.
This is a reverse. Do you reckon there'll be a sex scene where she sneezes and crushes a penis by going small?
But wouldn't the penis get. Like explode her.
Yeah.
Well, how does it work?
Well, wouldn't if someone's fucking Ant-Man in the ass?
Yeah.
And then Ant-Man shrinks.
Yeah.
Now Ant-Man, when he's tiny, can like punch your head off.
Oh yeah.
So he would probably squish your penis.
His sphincter has the same, if not more powerful.
Yeah.
That's everybody says. Oh, he should have flown into freaking Thanos' ass.
No.
He should have been like Thanos. Avengers.
I got this.
Thanos, fuck my ass.
Thanos, I know you've been thinking about this. Come on.
Go to town. Tiny. Thanos' dick becomes a sort of a soup in the X-Men.
A single strand.
What? You've just made him angry. You've just made him angry. I'm going to be shitting dick for weeks.
Yeah.
Gross. Yuck.
I should have just gotten his asshole and gotten big.
That would have been smart, dude. Am I stupid?
Yeah, dude.
Yes. He's here, I guess.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, dude, you're really stupid.
You're dumb. You're the dumbest Avenger, Ant-Man.
Yeah.
People say this behind your back.
Yeah. And in front of you, but you just aren't paying attention.
What?
Damn it. Do you really think getting your ass fucked by Thanos? That shouldn't have been step one, dude. Well, now I know.
Yeah. I learn by doing.
Yeah.
I'm a tactile learner,
yeah.
So, what? Because obviously there is going to be some element of the students fighting each other.
Yeah. And this runs concurrently with The Boys Season 4.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Which is important to note because it means that the characters at the end of this will probably pop up in The Boys Season 4.
Okay. It's like, which one is Season 4? Is that the one that is coming out or has already been out? I'm guessing it's the one that is coming out.
I have to assume, yes. So, what...
Okay, so I'm trying to think. So season 3 ended with Soldier Boy not getting...
Superman that hoe.
Yeah, if
you can. Yeah. Go on.
Soldier Boy not getting Homelander.
Mm-hmm.
Homelander finding out that Soldier Boy is his dad.
Mm-hmm.
Soldier Boy going back into prison, basically, into Big Vat.
Upcoming season is season 4.
Okay. Maeve lost her powers.
Right.
Is
there a thing that
A-Train has a new heart?
That's nice. Good for A-Train.
A heart the size of a racist.
Okay. Is there a thing, just because this wouldn't shock me with when you have a...
Someone went to a civilian was like, Homelander, you're a fascist, and threw a can at him. And then Homelander just like
killed him.
Killed him because it hit his boy. Like a can almost closed. And everyone cheered.
He's like, oh, I guess I can be bad because the world's bad or whatever.
Yeah, the world loved this. And then he puts on his red baseball cap.
Whoa. That's good. That's topical stuff.
Why did you
He
do
loves
that?
Baseball, dude. So, maybe they're trying to get, like, if... What? Mm-hmm.
This... Oh, and Victoria Newman, who is in this one.
Yeah.
She is a politician, and then there was an attack on a lot of politicians where a lot of politicians' head get blown up.
Oh, okay.
And everyone was like, oh, no, they're going for her as well. And she was like maybe one of like a few survivors.
Yeah.
But, oh, twist, her. She's the one that was blowing up people's
heads.
I think she was running for president and maybe
is president?
Vice president?
Okay.
What's Huey up to?
Huey was Compound V'ing for a bit.
Oh, yeah, because him, Soldier Boy, and the other guy, Butcher, were beating the shit out of Homeland.
Yeah, that's when they got Compound V. And then at the end, it's just Soldier Boy and Huey. And what is... Sorry, Soldier Boy and Butcher. Huey, what did Huey end up?
I don't know.
A question.
Where Huey?
Where did Huey go? Yeah. This Void customer.
Yes.
Yeah.
He, bad guy, good guy?
Bad guy.
Okay. Does he, is he...
Here's the thing about the boys.
Or bad guy.
Yeah.
Is he happy that Homelander now is outwardly bad?
Or is he like... Really, oh, right. Yeah, okay. Voight. That's Gus Fring, but I think he's Voight. Is he Voight or is he just someone else?
I mean the guy who's running the academy.
Oh.
Isn't he Voight?
No, Voight is the name of the guy who invented Compound V back in the days.
But didn't Dusha say Voight's running
it? Voight International's running it.
Okay, so it's a company.
Yeah.
Okay, would they be happy that Homelander's gone evil mode? Because I'm wondering if they're like, we need to get a guy to kill Homelander.
Well, that's what...
let's do a bunch of experiments on these kids till we find someone who can do it.
It could be. Because, like, Homelander's got the kid who may or may not have Homelander powers.
Okay.
And Homelander being the most powerful super everyone's scared of.
Yeah.
Because everyone is like, well, we got to really please Homelander because...
He's Superman, basically. Yeah.
Yeah, he's Superman who love titty milk.
Yeah, nice.
And other things.
Yeah. Less nice.
Fucking his mom?
I don't know. He doesn't know who his mom is.
But it's Stormfront, isn't
it? That's the rumor. And that was what everyone was thinking was going to be the big reveal, Stormfront and Soldier Boy was going to be the parents.
Yeah.
But it's been hinted at.
But it's not confirmed. Okay.
Yeah.
But we think it is.
Because I'm wondering if Void International is like... Because I think there's two things you could do with a story. Well, I don't know. Either they're like, we got to get a superhero that can take down Homelander. Mm-hmm. But another classic thing that I think happens with stories where there's a superhero juice is they're like, there's a problem with the superhero juice and it's killing the superheroes. And so, like, maybe that's the thing. And is that ever happening in The Boys where they're like, superhero choices? Yeah, fair enough. So maybe they're doing a thing where they're like,
Compound V, absolutely. Like, that's the whole thing. Yeah. Are you asking if Compound V turns out to be bad for you?
Well, yeah, like, does it degrade over time or something? Like, could the plot
there
be...
There was experiments with, there was some, like, experiments with, like, lamplighter or whatever in that whole facility where the guy with the giant prehensile penis was at.
Classic.
Not Herogasm, but there was, like, a facility of all these different soups.
Yeah.
Or, like, ex-soups, or just people with powers, and then they were being experimented on and all these kind of things.
Yeah, like, I'm wondering, are they, like, we give a bunch of kids Compound V just to, and then monitor them and stuff.
Anyway.
Doesn't Compound V kill... Isn't there like a... Oh, no, it's that fake Compound V.
Yeah.
The boys in The Boys take.
Right. There's like, if you don't have either the new one... I forget if it was either like a new one, if you take that, or if it's more of like you don't take it when you were a kid or young, it's like it's degrading and it is slowly killing you.
Or it's the new one when you can inject it
and it's like gives you like a little bit of powers.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure like, from my GIF knowledge, you can only take it like six times or something.
Like that.
But then Butcher takes it. Seventh time, because he's got to save some.
Yeah. Comic books love to do that. They love superhero juice that you can only have for a little bit. That's fucking Gotham Man and Gotham Girl from Batman comics. That's like if you take the juice, you lose a year of your life, I think.
Yeah, something like that.
And they're like, you're going to be a superhero for 10 years, then you fucking die.
Yeah, yeah.
And awesome. It's great idea.
Being a superhero seems like it sucks.
Yeah.
Do I get lives back by not drinking the juice?
No.
Like, I spit out the juice.
No. Well, it's sort of similar to, again, an X-Men run where they did the mutant drug called Kick. Like that, where it's like, you take it, and then you get mutant powers for a couple hours.
A fart, yeah.
Yeah. Dial H for Hero, the DC comic, is sort of similar.
So it's this kind of thing of like, temporary drugs that give you those intense powers, but, the come down's bad.
Yeah.
And this is more one of those, like, the come down's bad because you can only do it six times and you're dead.
bad.
Yeah. I guess all of these are just like a riff on recreational drug use.
Hey? Yeah. What? I suppose so.
Take off my red hat.
Do we think, well, so
put
then
on
what?
My,
sorry.
I don't know.
And also just back
trans pants.
Something I said before, I said release concurrently, but the story is set concurrently to season 4. So I guess we'll get hints to what the fuck's going on in the wider universe.
Okay.
But there's no release date for season 4 of The Boys yet. Mm-hmm. So I guess it won't be tied too heavily to it because you don't want to be like, these two things are set together.
And then same week.
Yeah.
But then like one of them isn't coming out for 6 months. Be happy.
Doctor Strange 2 is coming out a week after WandaVision. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
It'll make sense.
What are they experimenting? Are they just experimenting on the kids, do we think? Or is that if they've kind of already done it before? Why would you do it again?
This is what I'm trying to figure out. That's already what's sort of happening in the boys anyway. It's like they're experimenting on kids or everyone's injecting them, they get powers and like you just don't know what power you're going to get kind of thing. Oh, that's right. There was the one who can blink everyone's like head pop off. She's got a kid and then she gets the compound V and injects the kid because she's worried because in a world of superpowers, it's like
you want to have a superpowered kid.
You want superpowers because your life is worth more in the boys' universe.
If you're powered,
you can, as A-Train does, run through a civilian and it's fine. But again, you want that level of protection. Mm. So I think her characterization is somewhat a bit more human because she's like, I gotta protect my child.
Yeah.
So the lie they're sold is that they're this doesn't say that it's the lie, but this is what the people are sold.
Yeah.
Like the students are sold in Compound V, the school.
Yeah.
They are competing for the best contracts in the best cities. So it's like, hey,
okay.
If you're the best superhero, you get fucking New York.
Seattle or whatever.
Yeah. So it's a little bit of a combination of, it's X-Men mixed with that Avengers 50 state or 50 whatever state.
Batman
initiative.
International or whatever. International
Which is that kind of like, cool, all right. Yeah, you can patrol, Seattle. Well done.
So if that's the lie they're being sold, what's the secret truth, do you reckon?
Well, the secret truth is probably we're testing to see if we can get someone that can rival like a Homelander or a thing, and also superheroes are bad.
So I think...
Because people think superheroes are good, but superheroes are actually bad.
You didn't know if you knew this.
What?
Yeah. So I think it will be a combination of like... I guess it'll be like we have the government being like, well, we need to try and take Homelander down without Homelander knowing that we're trying to take him down. Because, like, the boys, well, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to bring down Homelander. But I guess the government in charge of Compound V, as in VoIP, because I think they sold but then they got the contract to give Compound V to the military, maybe? And that was like a plot point at one time. Oh, man. So it's great with these, like, series. They not even long running, but, trying to remember them.
Oh,
like,
dude, it's the hardest thing in the world. You see these people in line who just, like, have that, they live and breathe these shows or whatever.
Yeah, and I'm just like, that's impressive, to be honest, but my
Who can
Lord.
Remember anything that happens?
No, I
Dude,
know.
All right, first of all, Homelander.
Yeah.
He's a guy!
Brother, I get it. I'm across it now.
I'm there.
And Wonder Woman's character's
Maeve.
Name. Maeve. They're on a plane! They're saving the plane. But oh no! They killed the pilot.
Okay.
And the plane's damaged.
This sounds like one scene.
He's already gotten a few things wrong. Anyway, it's fine.
So
So it'll be like, all right, we need it like fail self. Because Gus Fring, who is the CEO of
VoIP International,
and Homelander, I hate him.
Yeah.
And Homelander keeps threatening him and doing stuff like that. And like Gus Fring, he's just like, I don't care.
Yeah, okay.
And like even Homelander's like, your heartbeat has not elevated. It's just consistent. Why aren't you afraid of me?
Okay.
He's like, I don't care about you. You're a little baby boy.
Well, do you think that it would be a weird twist if he's like, I don't care about you. I'm getting a superhero to kill you or whatever.
Well, I don't know, because I'm like, yeah.
Or are they like, we make like, money off superheroes
that's
somehow?
That's the whole thing. He's like, we make money off everything. It's
yeah, like, so like, well, we, Homelander's no longer profitable. We're no longer getting good ad revenue from Homelander. So.
Or it could just be like, Homelander is not just that. He's a problem. So we need to just find someone that, well... First off, we can take out Homelander.
Yeah.
And second, to control. So if they do get like Homelander, we can just flick a switch with a bomb in their brain. And bomb up.
Could it be a thing where they're like, you know how companies will be like, hey, we...
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner or honestly function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Produce both the sort of health food version and the completely unethical version.
Yeah.
But we sell them to you as though they're completely different companies, but they're owned by, you know, the same one of six parent companies or whatever. Yeah. Could it be something like that where they're like, Homelander, he still gets us money, but he gets us money from this crowd. So we're going to make a superhero that in the other direction and we fake, like, oh, they're rivals or whatever.
Right up until that last scene, though. Homelander is seen as a good guy.
Yeah. But people clap still, when he kills the guy. Yeah.
So I think for Voight, they don't give a shit.
Yeah. Okay.
I would say potentially, but they wouldn't call it Welcome to Voight School of Voight.
Yeah, that's true. Fair.
Or they call it Godric or whatever.
Yeah.
So maybe that's the twist, that it's all run by Voight.
But, I mean, it seems kind of like seems obvious.
Silly.
Yeah.
But also like, well, it's called Gen.
What experiments are they doing? Because there's like surgery happening.
Compound V.
But don't the kids already have it in them?
Yeah.
And then it seems like they're doing further experiments on them in the school.
To either see what, like, at what length, like, as in, like, how much they can be pushed, what they can, withstand. It seems to be the compound V is random.
Yeah.
So you inject a baby and you could be like, sure, they could go invisible, or they could get laser vision. They could get a prehensile penis.
Yeah.
They could shoot, blast from their hands. They run really fast.
It's kind of a gamble.
Rhyme or reason. So it could just be like, well, what we're trying to do is isolate it so that we can have some knowledge, so we know that, okay, cool. Well, you know, this one gives us laser vision. Cool. We're going to use that one and really
focus on that. We're trying to make an Uber guy
that
has like the kind of primo powers.
Well, yeah, in the comics, it was literally invented by Germans in World War II to make Ubermensch.
Yeah.
And then Voight started just producing it for
civilians,
but it works for people that have like a thing in them. So it's kind of like
it activates your X gene.
Yeah, I
get that. That makes sense to me.
Anyway, whatever. Did you know that fresh ball fall is upon us?
Tis my favorite season.
Yeah, well, you gotta be in the festive spirit for this.
Truly,
so
that is
light
true.
A candle, get some pumpkin spice, and make sure that your balls look nice with the sponsors of today's very episode, Manscaped.
And I hope they don't mind me saying this. Love Manscaped.
I hope this is okay. We haven't brought this by the advertisers. Hey, I love Manscaped too.
Hey, this is a very safe space. I hope we can all agree. And I can say this in a very nice, kind environment.
Yeah.
I too love Manscaped.
That's awesome. You are valid. You are accepted. Yeah. Same to you.
This is probably an extra step, I reckon. I was looking down at my dick and nuts today, and I was like, due for a trim?
Yeah.
Can't wait to use my Manscaped product.
Absolutely.
Well, exactly.
This morning on the tram in, I was feeling along nose hair, and I was trying to pluck it with my dirty fingers, and it wasn't coming. And I was like, I can't wait to get home and use my Manscaped nose trimmer to sort that shit out.
So if you're listening to this currently, listeners, Jackson's at home using his Manscaped weed whacker on his nose while I'm just going to town on my dick and nuts with the lawnmower 4.0.
Damn right. And I think I'm spread just trying to shave my asshole.
Yes!
That's awesome.
Sometimes it gets hairy.
Yeah, it does.
Often.
So nature may clear the leaves of their trees, but you will need Manscaped's help to get you ready for that sweater weather.
Mm-hmm.
Because, in Australia, it is coming up to spring, but where you are maybe listening to this, it is now fall. And look, you've got stuff you got to clear. We've got stuff. I went out weeding the other on the weekend.
Yeah.
I have a fake lawn because I don't want to cut any
grass.
Yeah. I spend too much time cutting my own bush. Why should I mow my house's bush?
That's very true.
If only Manscaped produced a lawnmower with which you could
trim the bush of your house.
Some kind of lawnmower 5.0. So even though we are spending time clearing out whatever the nature is throwing at us, be it fallen leaves, be it weeds popping into your fake grass,
or pubic hair
going all over your legs that you need to clear up. Wow. Manscaped is the solution
got your back.
For
you.
And your balls.
So get your pants puppies prepared for cuffing season mm-hmm. with a trim as refreshing as a fall breeze by going to manscaped.com and using code BASELESS for 20% off plus free shipping.
Oh my God.
That's awesome to call them pants poppies.
Yeah.
By them, I mean balls.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because, like, well, yeah. sometimes.
You call breast sweater poppies.
Yeah.
And these are your pants poppies.
Yeah.
All genitals are poppies in one way or another.
Woof, woof.
Yeah. Yeah. Barking up that tree, i.e., my balls.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, it's time for nice flannels and cozy socks. But you can't forget to trim our balls. By now, you've heard of them, but it's time to join the 9 million men worldwide using Manscaped and get the kit that covers it all, the Performance Package 4.0.
Whoa.
It starts with the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer with advanced skin-safe technology that reduces nicks and cuts to make raking the leaves a lot less painful.
Fantastic.
Plus, the Lawnmower is a technical masterpiece. It has a 7,000 RPM motor, a multifunction on off switch that can engage a travel lock and a built-in 400K LED spotlight to help you see parts of your body you haven't looked at in years.
Wow. That's magnificent.
That
you
is
can take this on a plane.
That's awesome.
Shave your balls and your nuts and your asshole.
Yeah.
On yeah, that's plane. Right. Balls and nuts.
I hear you, dude. I'm not deaf.
I didn't stutter. Yeah, I shaved it on a plane.
Yeah. So once you've cleared the driveway, the performance package comes in hot with products to cool you down. Ooh. They have the Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant Crop Reviver Ball Spray Toner.
If you think your balls currently smell good, they don't. Yeah. But when you use a crop duster, they smell better.
Like, exactly. Like an angel's kiss, dude.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Use one to prevent that stink because, man, ball stink is the worst.
Ball stinks pretty bad.
And want to clear it up. So, with a soothing aloe vera formula, move over pumpkin spice, fresh balls are the smell of the season.
That is true.
Hi, hello, yes, Mr. Latte Man. If you could give me a kind of a fresh ball latte, yeah, that'd
fresh,
be a pr-
fresh balls latte.
I would love one of
those. I'm getting beautiful. Into the mood. I'm in the season. You know, I'm enjoying the season. Fresh balls latte, please.
So, well, the performance package 4.0 caps it off with two free gifts, the Manscaped boxes and the Shed Travel Bag. That's one to hold your Manscaped goodies and the one to hold your man goodies.
Whoa.
That means dick and nuts and balls, asshole.
Dick and nuts and balls and nuts.
And your butthole.
Yeah. Your butthole.
And your cock.
Yeah. 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 Your cheeks will go in there too.
Yeah. It's nice. Lovely caress.
Penis.
That.
Yeah. Balloon knot. All of this.
Yeah.
It's all very good. Chocolate starfish.
Yeah.
Foreskin.
Yeah. Family jewels.
Your five skin.
Yeah. All this. All these and more. All these and more, baby.
Yeah. So bring in the fall right and get 20% off and free shipping with the code BASELESS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code BASELESS. As the leaves fall, make sure you have it all with Manscaped.
Now back to the other shit we were saying, hey?
Yeah, all right. It feels like a kind of wimpy reveal. The reveals that we've come up with for what's happening in Generation V.
So I'm trying to think like, what would be
think
like the.
This show is.
It's not going to be relying on twists?
No, because like if you're watching The Boys, you already know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah.
So then you just have this and you just have the characters not really know what's happening.
Yeah.
But then you're interested to see like how they're manipulating.
Yeah.
Or like they'll do the thing where they get you attached to.
Mm-hmm. Blood Girl.
Blood Girl. And then fucking Soldier Boy will rock up and you'll be like, oh, fuck, I know what this means. The character I love is going to be killed by Soldier Boy. Maybe you should side with Soldier Boy.
Yeah.
Fair. It's awesome to call you guys Soldier Boy.
It is so funny. Do we think this, like, it's kind of, I mean, I guess.
Will he tell him? Great question.
Will he tell him, dude? Because there's going to be quite a few cameos from other, like, The Boys characters in this, right?
Yeah, I think Homelander, A-Train, and Soldier Boy pop up.
Are they going to...
Soldier Boy?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Because he's on ice.
Yeah, well, I guess he's...
Wow, I guess they unfreeze that boy.
So there we go. There's a big reveal for you for Baseless Speculation. Soldier Boy is in the cast list for this.
Yeah.
Jensen Ackles himself.
Whoa, okay. Mr. Supernatural?
Mr. Supernatural.
What happened to the other one?
The brothers Supernatural?
The Supernatural, yeah.
He made a remake of, like, is it Texas Ranger Walker?
Oh, he did.
Texas Ranger.
There we go. I got the words right.
Yeah.
The right order.
The order doesn't matter.
It really doesn't.
That's right. I forgot he did Walker, Texas Ranger.
Yeah.
I don't think it did well.
No.
Or it'll be like Yellowstone, and it's like one of the most popular shows on television.
From memory, I don't think it did well, and then he said something, and everyone went,
oh, that's right, yeah.
His last film appearance was in 2015, where he had a voice role as Lieutenant Alex in the film Phantom Boy.
Nice, dude. He's doing well.
That's awesome.
He, on TV, he is the main role in 56 episodes of Walker.
56? Yeah, so maybe doing well. Maybe it's one of those secret shows that the regular public, not freak nerds, are watching.
In May 2023, it was renewed for a fourth season.
Okay, there you go. That's a lot.
It has
of
a spin-off series called Walker Independence.
I guess
it's Yellowstone. It's Yellowstone on us. Yeah. We were making fun of him, but he's
rolling around in his millions.
Yeah,
actually, it'd be funny. I'd be so curious to see what show is more popular.
I know. I was just gonna ask.
Walker's a CW show, so okay. It probably ain't that.
Yeah, that's fair. Got more episodes probably. In terms of sheer quantity, it's probably beating The Boys.
On Rotten Tomatoes, it ain't.
Okay, fair enough.
The Walker pilot marked the CW's most watched telecast since January 30, 2018.
Wow,
and its most watched season premiere since The Flash.
Okay, well, that's something.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Viewers.
Love it.
Love Walker, Texas Ranger? Come on, man. I need this.
Need to know that he's doing well.
I need this so bad, that, dude.
Not Jensen Ackles. He's doing well.
Jared Polo.
Jared Polo. Pallades,
like the star system?
Is it Pallades, like the star system?
Padalecki?
Oh, Padalecki. Okay, well,
that's
not
like
fun.
A star system at all.
Yeah. Viewership started at 2.44 million for the episode premiere, the pilot, and 2.11. And then by the end of season one, we've dropped to 1.1.
Okay. That's a guy's half.
What's The Boys at?
And then when you look at the finale of season two, it's 0.84 million.
Right.
0.8,
and The Boys has also been steadily declining.
Everyone dislikes The Boys.
And then we're at 0.
Because this has a spin-off.
Yeah, this is
The Boys has a spin-off. This has a spin-off first.
Yeah, exactly. The Boys is copying this show.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Boys.
The Boys. I think The Boys. TV, I think it'll be comparable.
Well, I mean, we'll be out. It depends, because The Boys goes on Amazon Prime. Yeah, and you know who loves to lie? Streaming services.
Streaming services specifically. Yeah, good point.
Also, I guess, how are they getting the stats for CW?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like, oh, yeah, this one person watched it. That's like 20,000 people.
Yeah, they do the fucking
Nielsen rating.
The one person watched it, which is quick.
Yeah, we can extrapolate
out to about 20,000 people. That makes sense.
One equals 20,000.
Isn't there something they do now where they can track people's eyes?
Depends.
That's very dystopic.
Yeah. But they can, yes.
I think the government track my eyes. What am I looking at?
Nothing good.
Hole.
It's like I don't know if it's they need certain like televisions or they need certain whatever to do it. But yes, that is possible. You can do that.
That's so funny.
That's very funny because I was involved in a project back in my uni days where worked with a psychologist to track eye movements of kids who had like development issues. And so we were making media where you'd have to really obvious blocks, right?
Yeah.
It's like block colors. And so it would be like, look at the duck and the duck is there, but then it'd be look at the, this thing and it's like a red box kind of stuff. And that was all about tracking eye movements of.
I wonder if. What? Zam, you hearing this?
Yeah, he's the reason this happened.
So I'm like, because that's like that's again looking
Zamet at the also went to Gen B.
Clearly.
I was like, that's crazy that, even like something like that, right? Which is like, oh, that's a nice sort of thing. I wonder if, somewhere down the line, if someone was like, if we can track, little stupid baby eyes.
Yeah, I mean, like, why don't we see what people are watching? We can use that. We can make money off that.
That's very funny.
That's crazy.
I hope that it did happen, and I hope they're still using my terrible duck and square and other things that I did.
Yeah, imagine.
So Du Bois had 10.6 billion minutes viewed on Amazon in 2022.
Fuck off. You can't be like
a funny way to
billion
do
billion mi- shut up.
That's so funny.
In comparison, Rings of Power was only watched for 9.4 billion minutes.
What does
in,
that mean?
In the overall what list, does that mean? Stranger Things topped the list with an incredible 52 billion minutes viewed.
Shut up.
That's awesome, Amazon. That's clear is what that is. I understand what that means. That's so funny. Dude, we can trick them. We talk about minutes watched.
Yeah,
that's asinine.
Oh my God.
That's awesome. Well, we don't know which Supernatural brother is doing better.
I guess.
Because I can't. Are you a wizard? Can you decide? I fucking can't.
Got to divide that by how many minutes in each episode, I guess. And each one is different. So I got to do the average. Shut up.
Yeah.
I'm not doing this. I'm not a wizard.
That's a fucking prank for wizards.
WandaVision's really struggling because it only had 7.3 billion minutes watched. what this ad says.
What does that mean?
Article says.
Shut up, article.
I've never been
Give me
born.
The list. I want to get the list. Why is there no list? There's this, never a list.
Oh my God.
Okay. All right. Yeah, right. So yeah, I just don't think it's going to be a twist. I think it's just going to be like a very.
I suppose the reason it feels like there's going to be a twist is that throughout the trailer, and this is probably just the way the trailer is framed, it's like, hey, we're at the academy. And then you see the characters be like, wait a second, something's going on. And then one character says, you don't understand what's really happening here.
Yeah.
Quick cut of surgery, quick cut of fight scene, girl in an ear.
Yeah.
Generation V. But you're probably right. That's probably just to get you interested in the trailer.
Again, because I get it. Because I'm like, oh, yeah, what is the thing? What's going on? But like, but we know the thing. We know what's going on.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
know that it's the government is like. Or at least this organization's company experimenting on super soldiers, experimenting on kids to make soups.
Yeah.
And that there is part of it that wants to sell it to the government. There's part that want to kind of privatize it. There's part that want to do all these kind of things. And so it's like, we know the conspiracy. We know.
Absolutely.
To the viewer, it's not new to the person.
To the characters in the show,
It might be new. And that's kind of what we're paying attention to.
I suppose if I had to suspect like what it. And again, this is not like a twist, but this is probably what it's going to be, is they're like, hey, you think that you're going to become a superhero in, say, Seattle, but actually we're sending you to war. Because, as you said, the military...
I think they got some contracts in military.
Or it's going to be like, you're in Seattle, but actually what you're here to do is like, kill the disenfranchised or whatever.
Something
you know,
like that. Like it's kind of thing. Or it's like, hey,
you're an extension of our power in this city now.
We're doing this, but like, hey, you're going to be part of the system. And the system ain't great.
Yeah.
So you're either going to have to... Yeah,
fall you're in not line. Spider-Man. You're a cop.
Yeah, you
got to
fall in line with what we're doing, or if you rebel, brap doing the head.
Yeah.
You didn't succeed in the battle royale, I guess, and you died. That's sad.
Boo-hoo, I'm crying.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so sad that they didn't succeed in the battle royale or whatever.
Yeah,
I'm guessing that the twist, big quotation marks, is just whoever is like leading the charge, or a couple of the students that we follow find out the truth.
Yep.
About like Homelander and stuff like that, and they're like, fuck this, we're gonna kill him. And look, spoilers, they ain't gonna kill him.
Yeah.
And then one of them will get corrupted and pop up in season 4 of The Boys.
Yeah. How do you think it's gonna really have much of an effect on the overall story?
It'll just be characters, I reckon.
Yeah.
It might be something like, say, the little one, like, she's so tiny that she could escape.
Oh yeah.
So she's like, oh, I got the information and I'm on the lam.
And then randomly, halfway through season 2, someone will be like, like sitting in their chair and wiggling, but like, what's this?
Yeah.
And then she'll come out of their asshole.
They're going back to assholes. It is time.
Yeah. We're doing a full loop.
Full loop. It's not been enough assholes in The Boys, and we're going back to assholes.
Maybe this time they'll show it.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. That'd be really cool.
Just a close up of an asshole.
Yeah. Someone going in there.
Yeah. Someone climbing inside. Yeah.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah, okay.
Boom. Yeah.
That is the noise it would make.
Yeah. Mike,
hit the mic.
Yeah. The Boys?
Yeah.
I found like this, I know I don't want to take it back to this confusing metric that means nothing, but Nielsen have revealed that Cobra Kai had
the most minutes watched?
Well, no. Stranger Things is number one.
Yeah.
Ozark is number two, of course.
That was a good series. I had a good time with it.
Okay, sure.
Coming in at fourth place is Cobra Kai, a show that wasn't successful enough for YouTube to pick it up for a third season.
Yeah, but like, dude, the Billy Minutes Watch, man.
Yeah,
it's high.
Think about the minutes watched.
Well, it's 16.4 billion minutes.
Think about how many people that represents.
I can't. I don't know what that means.
I'm not a wizard.
I don't know what that could possibly fucking mean.
Well, that could be 16.4 billion people tuned in for the first minute.
Then it's like, yeah, not for me. Like, I'm turning it off.
Could be.
Or one person watched 16.4 billion minutes.
He watched it like, you know, like, yeah, 8 speed and just kept doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
He watched the first minute.
On 7 screens or whatever.
Yeah, we have no way of telling.
We don't know. We can't do not know. Have the numbers.
We don't know. We are not that kind of level of mathematician.
It's funny like streamers like, yeah, we can't share shit. YouTube's like, our views are... right there. Yeah, you click on the video, you can see him.
You see who's watching, dude. Yeah.
That would destroy streaming companies, and that's so funny.
It would absolutely decimate them.
This movie's only been watched 150 times. That's funny.
Weird.
Yeah, that's kind of what happened back in, I want to say it was at the 90s or like late 90s maybe.
Yeah.
But they're going to the old Nielsen rating thing, because there used to be something where you could actually wear, it was like a personal people read or something. And like you wore this thing, and it would accurately pay attention to what the fuck was going on and what people were actually watching and what people were actually listening to, because people would be like, yeah, you're right. This was like when they would give you a logbook.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't even just the kind of like, oh yeah, we're paying attention to what's, you know, being on the screen. This was like, I have a logbook. Oh yeah, I watched this series. I watched that. Listen to this. And so then they started giving these things out, and then they got the ratings back, and they were like, holy shit, shut that down. We're going back to like the logbook, to the thing, because like no one, like the real numbers, and like if our, you know, if we tell our advertisers this, we're fucked.
No,
didn't happen. Shut up.
Funny.
Any advertisers that are listening, baseless speculation gets downloaded for 16 billion minutes.
Yeah. That's true. And another thing as well with podcasting, like to bring it back to like, you know, our bullshit, it's like, yeah, it's like a lot of scrutinized in terms of like, well, what does that mean? What is a download? What does that mean?
Whatever the advertisers want it to mean.
Damn right. But it's like, it's similar to YouTube in that it's like you can see the views right there. You know what's going on. Similar to the podcast, like at the back end, you kind of know who's downloading what.
Yeah.
And
we can see the numbers listening.
We
don't you worry.
You're listening
we
to
know
what
the
you're
many
not.
Minutes that people have listened to this show.
It's too many. It's too damn high. I'm bringing that guy back.
Yeah. That means you ought to do the accent too. Too damn high. It's good.
But then when it came to like terrestrial radio, things like, you know, Alex Jones, Rush Limbaugh, those kind
the
of
The water's turning the frogs.
Freaking frogs.
Frogs being too gay. Yeah. Or not gay enough.
I'm in a scanner darkly.
I'm not sure what his problem was.
I think he just didn't want the frogs having gay sex.
Oh, okay.
Me personally, I'm not bothered.
I think it's awesome.
But frogs can do what they want.
Yeah. Let the frogs have.
Frog have a dick? Or they got a patch?
They got a patch, but some frogs are boys.
Yeah, but like.
Well, some lay the egg and they got a wet patch, right? That like.
So they just be rubbing wet patches? Because that's actually far more awesome than.
Or is it. Wait, how
frogs
do
can't have
hang
penis.
On. Hang on, how do frogs reproduce? Because they lay the egg. Now, is it a thing when the
now,
boy
what
egg,
happened? Do they just
did
come
the boy
back into a spoof?
Like a fish? it's a spoof. Bring it. Ah, great.
I'm bringing everything back.
Yeah, I don't think the frogs spoof? Do a spoof on the egg.
So that's not so that's like
how do frogs? Because
I think the spawn becomes tadpoles.
Okay.
There are already tadpoles in there. They don't need spoof.
Okay. But that's fish. Fish do that.
Frogs. Fish be spoofing.
Because I'm just wondering if it's just like one frog having his own personal bukkake.
Spoofing on himself. Life's good, and I'm a frog.
No, I think...
Okay. Fertilization is external. The male frog grabs the female's back and fertilizes the eggs as the female frog releases them. So when the eggs are laid, they're already cummed on.
Yeah.
Yes, but it's happening simultaneously.
The eggs are coming out and getting cummed on as they leave.
So
the frog pussy.
No, I think it's...
So frog pussy lay egg, and then frog wet patch does a spoof.
So frog on back of other frog.
Yeah.
As the eggs are coming out.
I don't know if it's as the eggs are coming out or before.
Or you just like, blah, and there's like a little patch of cummy.
Yeah, and then she drops the eggs
and then
in
the
it,
eggs
maybe?
Are kind of like, you know, yeah, push it like a sieve.
But does that make sense? Because aren't the tadpoles in the eggs?
Well, like the cummy, the frog cum. Would then on the
frog cum occurs on a seasonal basis. They just build up cum.
Like what the fuck?
So the frog cum would be on the outside of an egg, and I guess they would just go into.
Oh yeah, and then fertilize.
Kind of like
it
how then. You know.
Yeah.
And everything else.
How it works.
How it works. How it happened.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then. Yeah, okay, cool.
So I guess gay frogs
what
just
am I doing?
Build up cum
and then
cum
all over each other.
Just
that's fucking awesome.
Imagine two dudes Alex, who are like, Christmas is going to be crazy.
We're just going to come
all over. My nuts are
huge. It's going to come up all, just all over.
Merry Christmas, babe. It's awesome being a gay frog.
Alex Jones, I hope that water was turning the frogs gay.
Yeah, me too. That's sick as hell.
That would also be turning the water cummy, I guess.
Yeah. This is just frog cough.
It's surprisingly refreshing. Bit too viscous.
Bit too viscous for water, but...
I am hydrated.
I think the frogs have just been coming like crazy, saving it up all winter. Like a squirrel's
Was
hoard.
This that weird conspiracy thing they was yelling about that turned out to be kind of true?
Maybe.
And everyone was like, no, wait. Yeah, it is.
It was something to do with the plastics, maybe? Maybe? I forget what it was specifically.
But it was just like, oh, wow, yeah, no, that is, it is a true thing.
It's turning the frickin' frogs gay, dude.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
A guy was on Tucker Carlson this week claiming that he had gay sex with Obama and then did cocaine with Obama, but then only Obama smoked crack.
That's where he drew the line.
Yeah, he drew the line.
I will do cocaine. I will not smoke crack.
I don't want to judge a book by its cover, but... My man, you got crack teeth. Like, I've seen... Hey, I know what methamphetamine is.
He just didn't smoke crack with Obama that time.
It was in 1999, and apparently right. Obama...
After having incredible gay sex with a future president, then doing a sweet, sweet line of cocaine...
$250 of cocaine off a CD case. Yeah. And then
you're like, would you like some crack? You're like, oh, no, I can't. No, I'm parched. I can't.
Thank you, I'm stuffed.
You're telling me.
It would be awesome to have gay sex with Obama and then see him become president. You'd be like... That guy's dick. Oh my god. Oh my god.
It's the best news ever. Oh my god. He did crack in front. I didn't do the crack.
I didn't do the cocaine. Obviously, I did crack later in life. But with Obama that one time?
When he left, but not with him.
Not with
only
him.
He did the crack.
And like, obviously, Tucker Carlson's like, whoa, huge takedown of the guy who hasn't been president for 6-7 years now.
Yeah. All true things that can be 100% verified. Yeah. Don't you worry about it.
Even if it is true. That's awesome.
Yeah. That's the coolest story I've ever heard.
Like,
if that, look, it's not true, but if it is, sick.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Blow this guy, get blown by this guy, and then do some fucking crack. Why not?
That's
the way
awesome.
The story's told, though, is it's like they were like, yeah, let's do cocaine. And then they're like, man, cocaine rocks. And then he just looked over and Obama had reached into his pocket and pulled out a crack pipe.
Damn.
That's awesome, dude. Yeah. I hope it's true.
Yeah.
My dreams
Carlson,
it's true.
Yeah. Tucker Carlson's like, why wasn't this big news? And then the guy's like, if the mainstream media cared, it would have been. Like, I get it. I get, like, the president smoking crack.
Yeah.
That is pretty big, but like...
Well, yeah, what's that? Was that... Is it
that was already a thing.
Toronto mayor guy or whatever.
Yeah.
until he did it. Well, I guess it got... Yeah, yeah. Anyway, F's in chat or whatever.
F's in chat for the Toronto mayor.
He smoked
too much crack.
I guess the Obama thing, and look, it does have a bad underbelly of just racism.
Yes, yeah, of course.
And,
yes.
Yeah.
As every takedown of Obama does. Yeah.
By Tucker Carlson?
Yeah.
What? Him?
Tucker Carlson's face, and it's so good because he goes between like, to like, but then back to like,
Tucker Carlson, the everyman who has so much money, like the everyman that comes from so much wealth, that guy. The one who was like basically an heir?
The man who's like, don't get vaccinated. I'm vaccinated, but I'm not telling you that.
Him?
Yeah.
That's crazy, dude.
Crazy.
Yeah.
He'd lie, you'd say.
Wow.
Yeah.
Anyway, Generation V looks cool.
If the president was in The Boys, he'd smoke crack. Everyone's smoking crack in fucking The Boys because it's
smoking,
edgy.
Yeah, that's true. Gen V, baby.
That's true.
Gen V crack. Interesting.
Yeah. President Gen V. President V.
They'd be smoking V.
President Veep. Elaine from Seinfeld. We're getting somewhere. Hold on.
In the newest MCU, she play...
Yeah, what's her name?
Crystalina Valmolino.
I was like going to say something with a V.
Valentina?
Is it Valentina?
Della Galuzzi?
Yeah, Valentina Della Galuzzi.
Yeah.
What is her name?
I don't know.
Also, where'd she go?
I don't know either.
Yeah.
We got any swings for the fences?
she's got
she's building up a team, I think, of guys.
Thunderbolts. What's a fucking
maybe she's
name?
Gonna be
Valentina something.
Contessa?
Delicious closest?
Contessa sounds right.
Contessa, but isn't that the start? Isn't she a Contessa? What is a Contessa?
What? Is it Contessa? Like, or am I thinking of a Countess?
Mm. I'm thinking of a Countess.
But do you also say a Contessa sometimes?
Is Contessa a name?
Doesn't sound like one.
What is a name?
Do you think this episode got away from us?
No.
Yeah, me neither. No, I just wanted to
check with you guys. This one was very on point.
I think this one's on track. I just wanted to make sure you guys thought that too.
Yeah, this is a winner. This is a winner.
We know what's happening in
Generation G.
Generation V.
Valentina like Allegra de Fontaine.
Okay. See, we were so close.
Yeah, we nailed it.
See, Fontaine or whatever.
Fontaine, like the guy who runs Rapture.
Mm. Whoa, Bioshock, bringing it back.
Yeah, bringing it back, dude.
Too damn high.
Spoof.
Yeah, okay. Swings the fences.
The students are bad. And the school's trying to be good. Oh, so it's okay. Actually a reverse of what we think is
going on. I was going to say,
the kids are like, fuck the people.
Yeah, nice. No, I reckon maybe they're going to talk about Spoof and Compound V.
Apparently, sexuality is a big part of it.
There we go.
Compound Spoof.
Compound Spoof.
I think the guy who is the Professor X Exby will get caught in the fire and go bald. That's my swing for the fences. He comes out bald and maybe his legs have stopped working.
I think he'll be bald.
And he's like, I'm called Professor X now.
He'll be bald. They'll make him disfigured as
Professor
well.
It's Professor B. It's Professor Brinkerhoff.
Okay. I'm Professor B and you're my B man.
Like,
maybe it ends with them becoming the V man. What do we think?
V man? I was like, B man. But yeah.
Well, B man, yeah, but also.
What about semen?
You know that spoof you've been drinking? It's turned you into my semen.
Is this the new spoof you were thinking?
Hey.
Yeah, it was.
Well, you know references.
Yeah,
this is what happens when you watch a TV show solely based on GIFs, the memes seeping.
It's really important to clarify this episode didn't get away from us. We were on top of it the whole time.
Is this the first deep fried podcast?
Definitely we made a lot of coherent arguments about what we believe. Gen V is going to happen.
Gen V.
It's going to happen in that upcoming Amazon original spin-off from The Boys.
This is the best place to get your pop culture.
Yeah. I reckon.
Frankly, I can't wait for the season. 3 episodes drop on your birthday, Jackson, September 29th.
That's very exciting.
Yeah. So you get 3 episodes out of
eight or nine. What a beautiful birthday present.
Yeah.
For turning 32.
You can watch Amazon Originals series The Boys presents Gen V. Yeah.
Just maybe potentially how this episode might have got away from us.
How
quickly do you reckon the concept of teens go to a high school? They think they're going to compete for to run a city.
Yeah.
How quickly do you reckon that's going to get away from
episode one?
It'll be the end of episode one. It'll do the Invincibles trick where it'll seem normal.
Yeah.
It'll seem regular.
But then,
and then at the end, it'll be fucked up. And you'll be like, this ain't my granddaddy's fucking normal X-Men shit. This is my current fucked up shit.
I will say that. And I'll also say it's my birthday.
Also, that sounded like a slide on Invincible Rocks.
Yeah.
I just wanted to clarify that.
Yeah,
I recently read all of it.
All of it. Yeah, it's good. Isn't it?
That's big.
Issues 1 to 144. And then I also read Invincible Universe. And I also read Guarding the Globe. And I also read Presents Adam Eve. And I also read presents.
Adam Eve. Jesus Christ! How good is the ending?
Yeah, it's good.
Ah, it's so good.
It's good.
Damn, it's good. I love the Professor Dinosaur guy. He's great.
What's his name?
Yeah,
Dinosaurus?
Maybe.
I don't know. He fucked up.
Yeah,
that's sad, dude.
Yeah.
Bummer for him.
Yeah. Anyway, enjoy your boys, everyone, and we've been the boys. On that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jack. Really struggling to get over the line there. On that note, we got to get it. We got to wrap this up. Yeah.
This has been another episode of Baseless Speculation. We've been the BS boys.
And once again, this did not get away
this
from us.
This was a normal
episode.
We
were on top of
this
it.
This was
Go
your granddaddy's podcast.
Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our Sandspants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.